So it is a great joy to be here with you today. Please call me Father Tom. That's what I usually like to go by. And Father Bizarre goes by his last name. And just start with a little story of three men who were waiting for their wives to give birth. And it was in the old days when the men couldn't go into the waiting rooms. They had to wait in the, they couldn't go into the birthing rooms. They had to stay in the waiting room. So the nurse came out and told the first gentleman, "Congratulations, your wife just had twins." And he said, "What a coincidence, I play baseball for the Minnesota Twins." So I thought that was neat. And then the nurse went back into the birthing ward, came back out a little bit later and said to the second gentleman, "Congratulations, your wife just had triplets." And he said, "What a coincidence, I work for AAA, the Automobile Association." Nurse went back in, came out, and when she came out the third time, the third gentleman ran out the doors, and she said to the other two fathers, "What's the matter with him?" And they said, "Well, he works for 7-Up. He saw what was coming. I do support big families, and I will not run away. But we are a big family here at Sacred Heart, so please help me with your names. I'm terrible at remembering names. I usually remember faces, but names escape me. So please, it might take 100 times. You tell me your name first until I can tell it to you first. And that'll be a good thing for me." And I thought maybe I would just share a little bit about myself so you know who I am. And my father died in 2011. And he was Catholic, and he was the one that brought us to church as a family and sent us to Catholic school. My mother is basically Jewish. She's not baptized, but both of her sons are Catholic priests. And she helped to teach us our faith as well at home and was very glad to do that. I have an older sister, Jan, who's married with children and a grandchild, lives in Lafayette. Then my brother, Father Jay Voorhees, that many of you will remember, was here as an associate under Monsignor Michael Jarrell at the time. And from 1986 to 89, I believe, 3 years here. And he is a Monsignor now, and in the Archdiocese of Santa Fe, New Mexico. He had to go there because of his allergies, had to go to a drier climate. But he sends his greetings to all of you. So I come here 25 years later as pastor, so I guess I'll be marrying the kids that he baptized. So I've already done that once. And so Jay is the second child, myself the third, and then my younger sister Claire lives in Austin, Texas, and she married a man from Sri Lanka who was Muslim, and they have three children, but tragically her husband Sabri was killed in a car accident in 2009, so I was in Scott for both of those deaths. I guess that's kind of why the Lord called me to Scott, to be close to the family. Mom is still living there. And Claire is remarried now, and between them they have six children. And so my brother, of course, came here, and he came here from Scott. So I'm following in his footsteps, as I was just in Scott, St. Peter and Paul, and now coming to of Ville Platte. So I continue to follow in his footsteps. My dad sent us to Catholic school, Cathedral Carmel. I was born in 63. And then I went to Cathedral Carmel, first grade through graduation in 1981, the second to last graduating class of that school before St. Thomas More came around. And enjoyed all of those years and still close to my classmates. It was in the senior year of high school that I started thinking about the priesthood. My brother was already in the seminary in Rome at the time, so I knew what it was all about, and I started to think about it, pray about it, and decided to give it a chance. And when we told my brother, he thought that we were joking, and because everybody expected him to go to the seminary, but not for me. And my brother calls me the prodigal son, and which is probably true. But I always remind him, be careful who you identify with, older brother, because we know how the prodigal son turned out in the story. We're not too sure about the older brother. We're kind of left hanging about whether he was going to accept the prodigal son back or not. But we have enjoyed our priesthood together and have had so many similarities, you know, just kind of following in each other's footsteps, similar places that we have gone to. So I went to Holy Trinity Seminary in Dallas, Texas in 1981 to 85, enjoyed my time there, and 1 year working in Kaplan in two parishes there, and then off to Rome, just like my brother did. So I was there from 86 to 1990 and was ordained by Pope St. John Paul II, a great blessing in my life, on Holy Trinity Sunday, June the 10th, 1990. And so I just celebrated my 25th anniversary. Sorry I couldn't invite you, but I didn't know that I was going to be here at the time, and that was just a few weeks ago. But it was a beautiful celebration, heavenly, glorious. I said, I can go another 25 years based on this Mass, because I had people from all my life, from family to friends and school people and priests on down the line, parishioners from all my parishes. And I said there that I've never applied to go to a parish, but I've always been served well by divine providence. And so I know that will continue to be the case here in Villeplatte. And so also we had a pilgrimage to Rome for Holy Trinity Sunday. It doesn't coincide with June the 10th often because of Easter traveling around. And I was able to celebrate Mass over the tomb of Pope St. John Paul II on Holy Trinity Sunday, the solemnity anniversary that he had ordained me 25 years previously. So that was a great blessing and a great joy. As far as my assignments, I started out in Lafayette at St. Genevieve Church under Father Joseph Brennan. That many of you remember. He was here as an associate under Monsignor Bourgeois, and then he built the church at Queen of All Saints Parish. And I still visit with him in Lafayette, and he sends his greetings to all of you. And he's kind of bedbound kind of right now, so please pray for him. He's had some heart trouble. But I tell him he's the cat with nine lives because he keeps on kicking. He's been at death's door so many times and has come back. He's amazing. I was also a chaplain at Turlings Catholic High School for those years and enjoyed working with the students there and running the retreat team, etc. I was sent to be a pastor for the first time in Delcombe in 1993 to 2002. Two parishes, St. Martin de Porres and Our Lady of the Lake, and enjoyed getting my feet wet there in the shrimp capital of the world. And then I was sent to Eunice, St. Anthony Church, 2002 to 2009, and with its Catholic school, St. Edmund, great rival of Sacred Heart here, Trojans, so no longer a Blue Jay, now I'm a Trojan. And also Durald, Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church there. Then I was sent to Scott in 2009 until now, and Scott has a relatively new school. It's only 6 or 7 years old now. And so what is my mission here? I think we can use the scripture passages, the Bible passages we read today, when Amos was called by God to go and preach to my people in Israel. And so when the bishop called me about 3 weeks ago now, I felt like that was the voice of God when basically he was saying, Tom, go to Villeplatte and preach to my people there. And so I took it truly as the voice of God. Amos was a shepherd before he became a preacher. And I hope to be a good shepherd to you after Jesus, the good shepherd, our Lord. So please pray for me, a sinner, to be a good shepherd like Jesus, but to preach and to work together in doing the will of God and being together as one flock, right? United in the love of God. St. Paul tells us today in his letter to the Ephesians that we have every blessing that we need in Jesus Christ our Lord. We don't need anything else. There'll be no more public revelation after the death of the last apostle instructed by Jesus. So we have all the blessings that we need. We just need to put them into effect and to root out sin from our lives. As St. Paul says, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And when you think of the blood of Jesus, you think of his Sacred Heart, right? That keeps pumping that blood out to the rest of the body with that life-giving oxygen in it. And so we are that mystical body of Christ. And through the sacraments, through our spiritual life, that life-giving divine oxygen, sanctifying grace is continued to be spread about and circulated throughout the body of Christ. We receive that life from the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In the gospel today, Jesus sent out the apostles two by two. And so we come to you as two new priests, myself and Father Bazaar. Father Bazaar is a native of Eunice, St. Anthony Parish. He went into the seminary when I was his pastor there. And so here we are, reunited together again by divine providence, and very glad to serve you. Now, Jesus told the apostles to take hardly anything with them, just one pair of sandals, one tunic, and so forth, walking stick. But I cannot say that I did that very well, because I have a bunch of my junk in the meeting room there. I hope the kids are able to find a space there. Sister Rita saw all of my stuff, and she said, "Father, that's enough for 20 people." And it's mostly books and some religious pictures and so forth. But I did get rid of some, but not a whole lot. And it says, enter the homes where you are welcome. So I hope to get into your homes. I've already been to a few. And to eat with you, to get to know you as a family. And that is always a great way to learn names and families in that way. And I'm very glad to report that Dawn Shipp has signed a contract to be the high school principal, and Virginia Moran signed a contract to be the elementary principal, which the Blue Ribbon Committee has suggested and recommended, and the bishop has endorsed. So very glad to take this step forward. I've been in many Catholic schools throughout my priestly ministry, and I'm a product of Catholic schools since first grade all the way to ordination. So I appreciate Catholic education very much, and definitely want to work together. I know everybody wants to turn the page and start anew, reboot the computer, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the passages that comes to mind is that of Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. They beat their swords into plowshares, and they walked in the light of the Lord. So to put all of our talents and our gifts and our abilities to use with something that will help to build up the community, to unite, to go forward, and to do the work of the Lord. It said that the apostles anointed the sick, and they were cured. And so the sacraments, we'll be doing a lot of the sacramental life of the church, we priests, administering God's grace, a great privilege for us, as we are doing today. My motto, I hope, will be that of Pope Francis's words recently to some new archbishops when he said, giving them advice, he said, teach prayer by praying, announce the faith by believing, and offer witness by living. In other words, your actions speak louder than your words. So pray for me that I can be a good example. I pray for you to be a good example to me so that we can live in the love of God. I love you all. I accept you as my family. Please accept me, Father Bazaar, and all of our staff as we work together to build up the kingdom of God. Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Amen.